Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I am chatting with Jeffrey Christian. He is the managing partner over at CPM Group. And Jeff, we will talk about the metal sector and different aspects within the metal sector. But first, I just want to get your initial comment on the overall health of the U.S. economy and the U.S. markets, simply because there's so many differing opinions out there. There are some people who are uber bearish and some people who still think that, you know what, there could be some decent growth for U.S. economies and the U.S. market still might be moving higher. This all relates to Fed policy as well. I just have to ask you, where do you stand? Are you bullish, bearish, neutral on the U.S. economy and the U.S. markets throughout 2019?
We're pretty much right in the middle. I wouldn't say we're neutral. I mean, we're looking for a relatively strong growth in the U.S. economy overall. Not as strong as last year, but still relatively healthy. We're not necessarily looking for a recession in the United States. You know, we are in the late stages of an economic expansion. That's quite clear from some of the factors like productivity and wage gains and housing and auto sales. But we're not sure that we roll over into a recession this year or next year. Politics obviously have a lot to do with that. So we think that the uber bears are overly bearish and the uber bulls are overly bullish. I think there's a tremendous amount of uncertainty on the part of the financial markets right now. So you'll have an individual investment bank where one part of the bank is saying that they're looking for strong growth and a positive stock market. And another part of the same bank might be talking about, you know, another 30% down on the Dow over the course of 2019. I think there's that uncertainty is going to be in there, and that's going to feed that does feed into our expectations on precious metals. But I think it's also going to serve as something of a break on consumer demand and business investment in 2019, which will keep that growth going, but not running very strongly and not running as strongly as it was in 2018.
Okay, so just as you said, this uncertainty should help out the precious metals, and it already has been helping out the precious metals. Just look at the bottom and the base that was put in that really ended in October when gold and silver started moving higher. In terms of gold, though, right now, is it mostly just a fear trade in your eyes, people just being uncertain, trying to protect some of their capital?
I wouldn't necessarily say fear trade, but it's definitely portfolio diversification. You are seeing a number of participants who are looking at gold and silver as capital appreciation plays. So you're seeing people who say, you know, these things have been hammered down over the course of the second half of 2018. The stock market has been hammered down somewhat, but it's still relatively high. The bond market is still relatively high. Bonds and stocks are still vulnerable to the downside. Gold and silver seem to be more likely to rise from current levels than they are to fall. Some value investors on a shorter term basis in the markets, but we're also seeing a lot of other people who are saying, as I said earlier, yes, you know, regardless of what you think about today or tomorrow or the next 2 months or 3 months, we're probably moving into the late stages of an economic expansion, and that's bad for the stock market, and it's probably going to be good for gold and probably also for silver.
Now, regarding silver, some of the bulls for the precious metals have been saying, look, silver is finally starting to outperform gold, lead to the upside. What do you have to say to those comments?
You know, I'm very cautious. We think that the silver price could rise 12 or 13% this year on an annual average basis, which would put it around $18 or $19 by the end of the year. But that's $18 or $19. You know, you're not talking about $30, $40, $50 the way some of these guys are. But you have to take that 13% increase in context. Gold prices rose about 0.2% last year on an annual average basis. We expect them to rise about 0.2%, or about 2% this year. So you're seeing gold prices, we're expecting gold prices to rise at a modest pace on an annual average basis. But with silver, okay, it's plus 13%. It's a much greater increase than in gold. But that's because silver was off 9% last year. So silver's sort of playing catch up with gold because silver was hit much harder in the second half of 2018 than gold was. So, yeah, we're bullish, and yes, we think that the price is headed in the right direction, and investors are starting to come back onto the long side of the silver market, and you're seeing, you know, continued strong demand for silver and electronics and solar panels and a couple other applications. But the reality is that silver's playing catch up with gold because it got hammered so hard in the second half of last year.
So, Jeff, because CPM works with so many different type of clients providing advice on the resource market, I always find it interesting to hear from you if you think that new money is actually starting to come into this sector, or if it's just money that has been sitting on the sidelines looking at this market. Essentially, are the precious metals drawing new investors in right now, or is it the same breed that's just putting their money back in?
It's sort of the same breed. We did see a wave of new investors really in 2016, 2017, into early 2018. People who probably were not involved in gold and silver futures or ETF basis or even the mining shares in the past. But I think that a lot of those people have backed away due to the weakness that we saw in the second half of last year. And right now, I think what you're seeing is people who have been in the precious metals on a cyclical basis coming back in on the long side, having either gotten off to the sidelines or actually gone short last year.
So, Jeff, when it comes to maybe some of the stocks or some of the companies underlying these precious metals, do you see a sweet spot there? Do you see an area or an environment where certain sectors within the precious metals could outperform this year if we do see just a general increase in precious metals prices?
In terms of the stocks, you know, I think that you might want to look at late stage exploration and pre-development type companies, and also mid-tier producers, because I do think that the mergers and acquisitions and takeover aspect of the precious metals will probably continue as you have some of these larger guys looking to buy growth because they can't find it organically in their own exploration programs. So, but you know, we tend to look more at the commodities than at the equities. But that said, you know, the equities have been doing, gold equities have been doing somewhat better than gold. But again, it's like silver. They were hammered down so severely in 2018 that you're finding some bottom feeders picking up stocks now.
Now, what about the base metals? Let's quickly touch on those, because base metals have really been depressed, and a lot of that has been, or at least the argument has been, due to trade wars, and I think more significantly, just slowing global growth. Europe continues to be weak, China continues to be weak. What are the major factors in your eyes that are at play for these lower base metals prices?
Well, I think that what you're seeing in the base metals is a variety of factors, one of which is, expectations of slower economic growth. And I think that that will probably keep aluminum and copper and some of the other base metals sort of in a narrow, low trading range over the course of the year. There are some fundamentals there. There are stock builds in some of the markets. We're actually a little bit more bullish on lead than we are on the others. And again, I think that that reflects expectations that you're going to see some demand for lead in replacement batteries over the course of the winter. There's a seasonality there that we think will probably kick in and help support lead at this time.
Are you guys playing a lot or paying a lot of attention to these battery metals? They've really come on trend. A couple years ago, a bit of the bullishness seemed to dissipate. Do you see that carrying over at all?
Well, we've been on record as being relatively cautious on cobalt, if not outright bearish. And you know, we're not so much bearish on lithium as we are on bearish on new lithium exploration, development, and production. You know, our view is that the expectations of the introduction of electric vehicles in the metals markets far exceeds the expectations in either the auto industry or the electricity production and distribution industry. And you talk to the auto industry and the electric industry, they do see electric vehicles and hybrid vehicles coming along, but at a much slower pace than, say, the lithium exploration people and some of the stock analysts on Bay Street in Toronto seem to expect. So we're being more cautious. You are seeing substitution away from cobalt. So we've been more bullish on manganese than we have been on cobalt. We've been warning people not to invest in like lithium mining properties outside of Chile and Argentina, and not to invest in cobalt properties except things that are in production at low cost right now, because you know our expectation was, and we're starting to see it, engineering cobalt being engineered out of batteries. And part of what's happening is you're moving out of cobalt into nickel and manganese. And the electric vehicle market is a very big component of cobalt demand, but it's a relatively small part of the nickel and manganese markets. So you're not necessarily going to see tremendous demand price increases in core manganese and core nickel, but you will see very strong demand and price strength in nickel sulfate and manganese sulfate, because that's what's actually used in the batteries, and that's where you have the capacity constraints. We've been more cautious on electric vehicles than a lot of other people, simply because there's not enough electricity around to see a rapid transition to electric vehicles as some people seem to think that there will be.
All right. There you have it from Jeffrey Christian. Jeff, it's always great having you on the show. I really appreciate what CPM Group does in terms of, I believe, taking a very level-headed look at a wide range of commodities in the resource sector. Everybody, I hope you enjoyed the first hour of the weekend edition. Please keep in touch, Fleck@kereport.com. After last week's show, I got a number of emails on different companies. People wanted my advice or my insights, as well as some of our guest insights. Please keep those emails coming, and I am more than happy to take a look at any companies and get some of our guests to take a look at those companies as well. Jeff, have a great rest of your weekend. Thanks again for your time.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.